صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, there is a portal in heaven called Rayyan. On the day of judgment, this portal will be opened for those who fast in the world. No one else will be allowed to enter through this portal. It will be announced, where are the people who used to fast? They will stand up and no one else will be allowed to enter through this portal. It will be closed after they enter heaven. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how fortunate are the fasting Muslims. They will be given a great honor on the day of judgment. There will also be other fortunate Muslims walking into heaven, but only fasting Muslims will be allowed to enter heaven through the gates of Rayyan. Sayyidina Salama bin Qaisar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, anyone who fasts for a day for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will move him as far away from hell as the distance of a baby crow flying continuously until it grows old and dies. And do you know the age of a crow? It is mentioned in Ghunyatul Talibin that a crow can live up to 500 years. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, there is zakah, meaning charity for everything, and the charity for your body is fasting. And fasting is half of patience. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the sleeping of a fasting person is also worship. His silence is tasbih, his prayers are answered, and his deeds are accepted. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Did you see how fortunate a fasting person is? His sleep is worship, his silence is tasbih, and his supplication and deeds are accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mother of believers, Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, if anyone is in the state of fast on the morning, the gates of sky are open for him. His body parts make tasbih, and the angels in the first sky pray for his forgiveness until sunset. If he offers one or two rakah salah, they become nur for him in the skies. The heavenly maidens who will be his wives say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, send him to us as we are anxious to see him. If he recites La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, or Allahu Akbar, 70,000 angels will write reward for him until the sunset. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Look how fortunate a fasting person is. The gates of sky are open for him, and the angels of the first sky pray for his forgiveness until the sunset. If he offers salah, it will be made light for him in the sky, and the maidens of heaven will be waiting for him anxiously. Further, if he says La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, or Allahu Akbar, 70,000 angels will write reward for him until sunset. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem has narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the one whom his fast prevents from eating and drinking what he desires, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him eat heavenly fruits and have heavenly drinks. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, on the day of judgment, a dining mat made of gold will be laid for fasting people whilst other people are waiting for their accountability. My respected viewers of Madani Channel, who amongst us doesn't want to be safeguarded from the horrors of accountability? Who amongst us doesn't want to be welcomed with a dining mat laid out for us while the entire mankind is waiting for their accountability? If we desire this, let's make it a habit. Let's be punctual about fasting, not only during the blessed month of Holy Ramadan, but by also keeping Nafal fast throughout the entire year. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.